I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Eritrea began cracking down on evangelical churches in 2002. Now there are up to 400 Christians imprisoned in Eritrea for their faith. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says tomorrow marks 7,000 days of imprisonment for two Eritrean pastors.
These two Christian pastors, they've never had a lawyer. They've never had a trial. They've never even been formally charged with a crime. They haven't been sentenced to a certain number of years in prison. They were just arrested and taken off to jail, and they don't know how long they'll be there.
It doesn't take much to stand with a persecuted church. You can write to your country's Eritrean embassy and ask about Pastor Haile Naizgi and Dr. Kiflu Gebremeskel, still in prison. Learn more at missionnews.org. Being a Christian comes with certain responsibilities. Door International's Rob Myers.
The Great Commission says we need to go and make disciples. That process of making disciples is a call on every single one of our lives, whether it's locally or internationally.
Collectively, the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups. Fewer than 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people have any access to the gospel. A handful of deaf ministries, including Door, are working hard to change this statistic. They're launching a database this month to help accurately assess needs in deaf communities. Information fuels prayer and action. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
One of the best ways to help the global church and to help your friends find out the deaf communities are in need of the gospel is to share this article.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.